presenting the transcription feature, Superman!
Up in the sky! Look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman! And now, Superman, valiant fighter for truth and justice, strange visitor from the planet Krypton, possessed of physical powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men, and who champions the weak and the oppressed in his guise of Clark Kent, star reporter for the Daily Planet. With Major Evans Dover, noted explorer and archaeologist, and his pilot Jack Corboy, Clark Kent flew down to the ruins of an ancient Mayan city in the heart of the Central American jungle on an exploring trip. But after a native high priest had attempted to kill the Major, Kent learned that the real purpose of the expedition was to obtain the remains of the goddess Ashta, a mummy hundreds of years old, but reputed to have the appearance of a living woman who was only asleep. Then Dover was captured by the high priest Kamado, and Kent, assuming the blue costume and red cape of Superman, fought his way to the dungeon where the explorer was imprisoned. When escape seemed cut off, a section of the dungeon wall swung out, and a shadowy figure beckoned. But Dover refused to enter the secret passageway, fearing a trap. As our story continues today, Kent and the Major are still hesitating, in spite of the fact that a horde of natives, intent upon the death of the two white men, are swarming down on them along the underground corridors. Listen.
We've got to take a chance on that secret door, Major. We're doomed if we don't. Come on.
Army, you bloke's a literary, too.
Who's that, Kent?
It's me, and I'm trying to help you. Quick now.
It's someone friendly. Come on, Major.
Right. See, that was a narrow squeeze, mate. Another half minute and they'd have had you both, they would.
Who are you? Where did you come from?
Shut your ear, then, till we get going. Mind your step now and follow me.
Where are you taking us?
Take me out in the village, I hopes. We'll be all right as long as we're in this blooming secret tunnel. But we'll have to look sharp when we leave it. Yeah. You wanted to know who I am and where I comes from, eh?
That's right.
Well, my name's Albert Andrew Wennington Crimson, called Bert, and I hails from merry old England, I does.
What are you doing down here in the jungle?
I'm most high counselor to His Majesty Chief Tasso. Yeah, do you like that one?
Counselor to Tasso? Since when?
11 years, matey.
Wait a minute, Kent. I knew this was a trick.
A trick?
Yes, this man's lying. If he'd been down here 11 years, I would have seen him or known about him when I was here before.
Oh, no, you wouldn't, me Arthur. When you was digging among the ruins afore, I kept out of sight me at next to the chiefs.
Why?
Because I'm a deserter from His Majesty's Navy. And I keeps undercover when there's strangers about.
Oh.
Is that ease your mind, Major Dover?
Why, he even knows your name, Major.
Blooming well right I does. Come on, lads. You've got to hurry if they're going to beat Kamado and his band of cutthroats to the exit of this tunnel.
How did you know they're in the dungeon?
It's old Birdie's business to know everything what goes on around the village and the ruins. Else how could I counsel His Highness, the Chief?
Did you know Kamado tried to kill us before?
Of course I did. So I says to myself, I says, if you want them blokes to help you, Birdie, you're better off to it. So here I am, and here you are, and away we go.
Help you? In what way?
Chief Tasso needs the helping hands and the willing hearts of a couple of brave lads like you. He's got a problem, he has.
What kind of a problem?
A little score to settle with your bloodthirsty friend, Kamado. And seeing as how you got one to settle too, I thought we might join forces.
In that case, you can count on Kent and myself. Well, what do you want us to do?
All in good time, Major. Right now, we've got to get out of this with our old skins.
What's the matter?
There's the exit of this here tunnel, and there's natives outside.
How do you know?
Didn't you hear that oud owl? It's a signal the coming priest used. Keep your mouth shut and don't move. You see, I knows all them little tricks. Listen. See? There's naked guards outside, all right. Shh. I'm just coming. Oi. Yukali.
They are gorgeous.
Ah, there you are. Blimey. The beggar recognized me, and I had hit him.
What does that mean?
Means the rest will be coming. We've got a fight on our hands.
How many are there?
Ain't no telling. They don't know how many we are, neither. Look out, the lads. Here they come.
Oh, come on.
Get them, lads. Come on. They have an asking glory in the British Empire and Chief Tasso.
Dover. Major Dover.
Quick, the Major's down.
I can't help him. I got my own hands full.
There goes Bert. Well, it's high time for Superman to take over.
How do you like that? And that. And that. Oh, you think a knife can hurt Superman, do you? Well, try it. Are there any more of you? Well, looks like that's over. Now let's have a look at the Major and Bert. Oh, they're both out cold. I guess the only thing to do is carry them back to the village. Well, one under each arm. So. And there we are. Now to the exit. And up. Up. Up.
Soaring out over the jungle, red cape streaming in the wind, Superman heads for the village with the limp forms of Bert and Major Dover under each arm. Arriving at the native quarter, Superman carries his unconscious companions to Bert's hut. Bathing their cuts and bruises, he places them on sleeping mats and himself stretches out for a welcome rest. Early the following evening, Dover, Kent, and Bert, still in the latter's hut, are talking quietly.
Listen. What gets me, Mr. Kent, is how you ever got away from that fighting mob Eames. Certainly, it's a blooming miracle it is.
Well, you see, Bert, it wasn't nearly as difficult as it sounds. There were so many of them, and it was so dark that they soon got to fighting with one another, and I slipped away in the confusion, dragging you two out with me.
You got your pokes in regular, I'll wager.
I guess I must have gone down right at the beginning.
Yes, you did, Major. And then Bert went out. As for me, I was just lucky.
Maybe it was luck. Maybe it was knowing how to handle your dukes. Anyhow, you're the lads for Chief Tasso.
You never did tell us what Tasso wants done, Bert.
That's right. Well, in a nutshell, he wants to put that swab Kimado out of business.
You're talking to the wrong people if you mean murder.
Who said anything about murder? All Tasso wants is to whittle him down to boy's size. Kimado's got too powerful for the chief's liking.
Oh, that's different.
You see, they've been fighting to get the best of each other for years. About 2 years ago, it looked like Tasso had the high priest lashed to the mast. And then he pulled a blooming rabbit right out of the hat.
How do you mean?
Performed a miracle, he did.
What?
Seen it with my own eyes.
What sort of a miracle?
Well, at a religious ceremony in the Temple of Ashtar.
The Temple of the Goddess Ashtar?
Right. Well, sir, Kimado, he resurrected the mummy of the goddess, which all these blokes worships. And he made her rise up from her couch where she'd laid for centuries. And blimey, was she a beauty.
But such a thing is impossible, man.
That's what I said to myself. But he done it. And since then, Kimado's been the number one bloke of the tribe.
I don't believe it, Bert.
You don't, eh? Well, you just wait here half a mo, and I'll see if Tasso's in his hut. He can tell you the same thing. You wait right here, see? Kent, it's true.
But how can such a thing be true, Major?
I don't know, but it is. You've heard this amazing tale from an eyewitness, Kent.
It's incredible.
We've got to find out from Bert where the temple is. Once we know that, the battle's half won.
What's happened so far, I'd say that when we find out where the temple is, the battle's only begun.
We've got to be careful not to arouse any suspicions in Bert's mind about what we're after.
Right.
He's a tough-looking customer, and if he's been down here for 11 years, he'll be on the side of the chief.
I'll let you do most of the talking. You can convince him that...
Hey, old Tasso's gone somewhere. I couldn't find him. But he'll tell you straight when you sees him.
Where is this Temple of Ashtar, Bert? Never heard about it when I was down here before.
Yeah, you wouldn't. It's sacred to the natives. And I guess I'm the only white man what's ever been near it, let alone in it.
How does that happen?
Well, you see, I was adopted, like, by the tribe. And besides, being Tasso's right-hand man, so to speak, where he goes, I goes.
I'd certainly like to see that Temple of Ashtar. From what you said, I suppose that's impossible.
No, it ain't, matey. You see, what Tasso wants from you is help in solving the mystery of Kimado's miracle. And to do that, I've got to get you two inside the temple.
Really? You really get us in?
Sure. You see, the Temple of Ashtar is built on a blooming island surrounded by a lake in the middle of the jungle.
Oh, then the temple isn't among the other ruins.
Strike me, no. Entirely away from them. And you'd never be able to find it unless you was guided there. And even then, you'd never be able to get across the lake.
Why not?
Because the lake's filled with hundreds of man-eating crocodiles. That's why.
Crocodiles? Well, how do the natives get to the temple for the ceremonials?
There's a road leading from the shore to the temple, but it can only be used when the lake's half-drained.
And the only ones who know how to drain the blooming lake's the High Priest and his assistants.
You mean to say Castle, the chief, doesn't know?
No. Now, where you two comes in is to get to the temple somehow and find out first how his nibs draws off the water. Then you've got to have a look at the goddess.
That's a man-sized order, Bert.
You strike me if it ain't. I can't do it alone, but with you two, swelp me, I think it can be managed. But it won't be no child's play, and there's plenty of danger.
Well, I'm for lending a hand. How about you, Kent?
You bet.
Yeah, it's the spirit, me boys, and you won't be sorry. For I promises you, old Casso will give you a free hand with Gimardo's treasure chests. Why, you never seen so much gold, and so many bling diamonds and rubies and...
Blimey, what's this?
Those were shots from an automatic.
There's cowboy shooting. Something's wrong.
Look at the doorway here. The sky's all red.
What? Good heavens, Kent, that blows from the riverbank where the plane is moored.
Are you sure?
Yes. Cowboy's either trying to summon help or he's being attacked.
Come on, lads, and we'll see what's up.
Major, if anything happens to the plane, how will we ever leave this place?
We never will, Kent. Never.
Just when it seems that Clark Kent and Major Dover are on the road to the discovery of the amazing secret of the goddess Ashta, a new menace appears. What is happening to Corboy and the Major's plane, without which they cannot escape to civilization alive? Tune in next time and follow this exciting story of perilous jungle adventure with Superman. And remember, tune in the next thrilling installment of the transcription feature, Superman.
Up in the sky, look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.